Yesterday, Youssef Tah of our news staff was in Egypt. Lucky for us, he's just returned. Youssef, does Egypt need a new capital?
Well, this project's been in the offing for many years and it's been talked about for even longer. However, it's never come about because of a number of reasons. One, people have been attached to Cairo, the existing capital, for so long. It's over 1,000 years old and pretty much the entire government is there, even though there have been plans for decentralization that various presidents, successive presidents, have talked about, but never really materialized. Now, Cairo has a lot of problems. One of them is congestion, for example, and it's overcrowded. For example, you have over 1 million people coming in and out of Cairo every single day to get some paperwork done in some government department. So if the government is decentralized properly, all these people do not need to come to Cairo in person. Another option is for people to apply online for various documents to be done and then return by post. This does not exist or happen at the moment, so people have to go there in person.
What about the success or otherwise of these, you know, so-called satellite cities? I think there's one called New Cairo and one 6th of October.
Well, there's 6th of October, which is just southwest of Cairo. It's one of the satellite towns. There is Rahab City, there is Shuruk, etc. Now, these are good ideas, but when they have been implemented, they have been so insular that they are not linked to capital metropolis of capital itself. For example, all these satellite towns lack a fast transit transport system to link them together. I have a friend who lives just near Cairo Airport, yet he works at the smart city, which is at the beginning of the Cairo-Alexandria Desert Road, and it takes him 5 hours daily commuting both directions. So if you spend that long each day to go to work there, either you'll give up or you just stop working there.
In a word, is this new capital going to happen?
Well, hopefully. All the previous plans have stalled and did not happen, but it sounds good on paper. Yet there is a slight obsession with biggest and bigger. For example, it's going to be 7 times the size of the French capital, Paris. It's going to be the size of Singapore, etc., etc. The new airport, or the planned airport for the new capital, is 1.3 times the size of London's Heathrow Airport. Whether it's going to happen or not, well, there is a lot of money for it, but we'll have to wait and see.
Thanks, Youssef Taha.